Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the source of success, building character in your life. In this session, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, faith. Let's begin by looking at Esther chapter 2, in the Old Testament again. Esther chapter 2, verses 5 down to verse 10. In Shushan, the citadel, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Cush, a Benjamite. Kish had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captives who had been captured with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And Mordecai had brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. The young woman was lovely and beautiful. When her father and mother died, Mordecai took her as his own daughter. So it was, when the king's command and decree were heard, and when many young women were gathered at Shushan, the citadel, under the custody of Haggai, that Esther also was taken to the king's palace, into the care of Haggai, the custodian of the woman. Now the young woman pleased him, and she obtained his favor. So he readily gave beauty preparations to her, besides her allowance. Then 7 choice maidservants were provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her and her maidservants to the best place in the house of the women. Esther had not revealed her people or family, for Mordecai had charged her not to reveal it. Esther had not revealed her people or family, for Mordecai had charged her not to reveal it. God requires openness and honesty in our dealings. Why did he bless Esther and Mordecai after she withheld her identity from the one whom she married? Esther lived during the reign of Ahasuerus. He ruled the Persian Empire from 486 to 465 BC. His dominion stretched from India to Ethiopia in Africa. It included 127 provinces. The Jewish people had been carried away from the promised land as captives and were living throughout his kingdom. They were despised by the people around them and had many enemies. Haman hated the Jews and had the confidence of the king as a close advisor. He planned the destruction of all the Jews. He knew that Mordecai was a Jew and made plans to destroy him. If Haman had known that Esther was also Jewish, he probably would have planned to destroy her as well. By withholding the identity of her Jewish heritage, Esther demonstrated both obedience and discretion. Mordecai had commanded her not to make it known. At the same time, Esther committed herself to serving the king in whatever way she could through her marriage to him. Mordecai made it his daily routine to watch out for the welfare of the king and Esther. In the process of his surveillance, he discovered a plot against the life of the king and reported it to him through Esther. When Mordecai and Esther learned of Haman's wicked plot to kill all the Jews in the empire, they spent time in prayer and fasting. Their selfless protection of the king and serving him opened the way for Esther's appeal. Look at Esther chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 17. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace and more than all the other Jews. For if you shall remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise, and I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. And so Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him. Faith is recognizing God's will in each matter and acting upon it. The Greek word for faith is pistis. It comes from the root word patho, which means to be persuaded, to rely with inward certainty, to be confident. Faith is based in the promises of God, which are so certain that acting on them is natural. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Why is faith so important? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. First, faith is expressed in action. James chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. As recorded in God's Hall of Fame, as we like to refer to Hebrews 11, those who had faith acted upon it. By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, Abraham left his homeland. By faith, Moses rejected the treasures of Egypt and chose to suffer with the children of Israel. And it goes on and on. Second, faith is gained by grace. Mark chapter 10, verse 15. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. A measure of faith to believe in God is given to every person. Jesus affirmed the simple faith of a little child. Faith for salvation comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Third, faith is activated by God's word. Growth of faith occurs by receiving scripture and acting on it. There are two Greek words that describe scripture, which are translated word in the New Testament. The first word is logos, which refers to the total inspired word of God and to Jesus, the living logos. John chapter 1, verse 1, and in the beginning was the word logos, and the word logos was with God, and the word logos was God. The second word is rhema. This word describes specific passages of scripture that the Holy Spirit gives to us for personal application. Luke chapter 5 and verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, rhema, I will let down the net. Look at some other passages that help us understand the rhemas of God. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. But he answered and said to them, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, rhema, that proceeds from the mouth of God. Romans 10, 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, rhema, of God. Ephesians 6, 17. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word, rhema, of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, rhema. In John 15 and verse 7, if you abide in me and my words, rhema, abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. So how strong is your faith? Do you watch for Ramas as you read scripture? Do you meditate on the Ramas God gives you? Do you pray specific requests to the Lord? Do you wait for God's provision, or do you borrow for things? Do you have examples of God working through your faith? You think on that, and you have a great day.